Well, what you're listening to is Leslie Earl Lyman and Sky Conwell on the stage in the patio at Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley, Arizona. What we are out here for today is a little grand reopening celebration, a little open house that Eric Vanier, the owner of Big Daddy E's Barbecue, is putting on for some of the local residents here and some of his longtime customers. You may or may not know, Eric was a guest on this show a few months back following a very small kitchen fire in his restaurant. The restaurant's located at 380 West Butterfield Road in Chino Valley. The number is 928-515-2344. Got that out of the way. Big Daddy E's Barbecue, BBQ.com. Links are in the show notes. Anyway, Eric and his restaurant were the victims of a small kitchen fire. I want to say back in September, October, something like that. And they were closed. They thought they were going to be closed for a few weeks, maybe a month or so. And that stretched and stretched and stretched and stretched until just this past Wednesday when he opened the doors for the first time in, I believe he said, 7 or 8 months. So a sore spot for a lot of folks around here, because this was a very popular restaurant and catering business. And what seemed to be a small hurdle turned into a big ordeal for Eric. So we're going to talk with him in a little bit and hear what took so long, but above all, how thankful he is to be open again. Now the gratitude of being able to open again and put his people to work is a theme we'll be discussing today, along with overall gratitude for things. Now, some of you may be fans of and know of Mr. Steve Simone, who is a stand-up comedian based out of L.A. He's an internationally touring guy. He has opened for the troops overseas, and he travels all over this country. He's a personal friend of mine, a good guy. He's somebody I've gotten to know through the microphones of the Mile High Show. And he does something on his podcast that we are adopting. It's called The Gratitude List. And it is where you you take a moment to kind of be thankful and appreciative of something. It could be something major, like a major reopening of a business like Eric's going through, or something as simple as some of the things I'm going to talk about later. The few hours I spent yesterday planting a garden with my family in our home, enjoying the sunshine and cultivating some dirt to try and grow something for good in our yard. So the gratitude list is very important, something we're going to discuss today, because our little small town of Chino Valley, about 10, 11,000 people, has gone through some pretty ugly things in the past week or so. They are utilizing today's reopening as a bit of a fundraiser for a local cause. A young boy by the name of Christian Pearson, won't get into too many of the details. Feel free to Google it, Google Chino Valley. Like I said, we're a small town, so that will probably come up pretty quick. But this young man, a local grade schooler, like I said, he was 10 years old, found himself the victim of some abuse, physical abuse, and unfortunately this past week lost his life as a result of that abuse. It has rocked this community. We are a small town, little under 11,000 people, so the effects of that loss that we've been reading about in local media and talking to our friends and neighbors at stores and at restaurants, it shook this town to its core. But we want to look, as always, look for something positive to come about that. And one of the things is this community coming together, and raising money to help his surviving family to take care of needed expenses that that arise from such a tragedy. Again, Google that name, Christian Pearson, and find out even just a little bit about what he went through. And in some of the links to those articles, you can find, and I'm sorry, I'm pausing here, I'm pulling it up here on my phone. You can find a GoFundMe account where his father, who was estranged from him due to the case of custody and divorce and things, has set up this fund to help pay for some of the expenses. He is down in the Tucson area, his father is, and has some issues himself. He's severely disabled from some physical diseases that he's dealing with. Some of that is addressed in some of the news articles out of Phoenix and the like. But here, let me pull this up here while you listen to some music here. Let me kick that mic up a little bit while I hunt through my notes. Here it goes. Search for under GoFundMe. It is the GoFundMe Christian Pearson Memorial account. You could look also on milehighshow.com for a link to that. And they're raising some money for that here at Big Daddy E's in the form of a donation jar set up. Some folks have also opted to donate, and this is something you can do wherever you happen to be listening from. Find the local organization that helps children. One of them that is very active in the Chino Valley Prescott area in Yavapai County, Arizona, is CASA, CASAforChildren.org. That's C-A-S-A for F-O-R, children.org. And that is an organization that has chapters all over the place. That main web I just gave you, CASAforChildren.org, has links to find your local chapter. And what these this organization does is it deals with assisting foster kids, kids at risk, kids that are going through some horrible things of their own, and provides them with the resources they need to interact with society in a positive and productive manner. So CASAforChildren.org is a great place to start to make a difference. So again, like I said, we're going to be talking with Eric Veneer. We're going to be talking with Leslie Earl Lyman and Sky Conwell. And instead of dwelling on the negative of horrible stories like that of Christian Pearson and others that happen way too often in every community, every city, every county, and every country. Rather than dwell on those, what we want to do is take a page out of my friend Steve Simone's playbook, and we are going to celebrate what we are grateful for, what we have gratitude for, what we are thankful for. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today. It won't be a lengthy episode. There is a candlelight vigil that the kind of a grassroots thing event set up in our community of Chino Valley tonight at Memory Park. Obviously, by the time you hear this, it will have already passed. But we will link in our show notes on milehighshow.com some images of that. I'll be out there taking some pictures for our local town, our community, and some local media outlets. So, again, that is, if you want to look at it as a positive, it is a unifying of the community to show support for this young man and his life, his short life that he unfortunately lost way too soon this past week. But again, let's concentrate on some things we're grateful for. It's been tough. I know it sounds kind of crass about making this all, you know, such a tragedy all about me, but you know what? I got a mic. I've got a podcast. I've got a show. I've got a an outlet. So yeah, it is about me. That's what this podcast is. It's about how I, Matt Santos, take in information, take in interactions with people, with artists, with the musicians, the comics, the town folk that I sit down and talk with every week, and how I learn from them. So yeah, I'm gonna make this tragedy about me, because it did make me, when I was reading through some of these news articles and press releases and hearing the stories that I did from the first responders, the folks at our local sheriff's office who were on scene, our folks at the local fire district who were on scene, the PD, who were the first responders there as Christian's mom was on the phone with 911. When I'm hearing what they went through, what it did, is made me so thankful and reawakening my appreciation for my own family. I have a 7-year-old son at home who has been on this show in the past, Anthony, and I tell you, it was tough reading and hearing these incidents this week and these recollections. So what it did is it made me really appreciate what I have. I've got a loving wife at home. I've got a support system in the form of friends and family locally. I've got my son that I can hold and hug anytime I want. And there are fathers out there, maybe you listening to this right now, who are unable to do that. So my gratitude list starts with that. I have a 7-year-old son who is in good health, who is in good disposition. He's a great kid, and I can hug him and hold him and tell him I love him any time I want. So I am grateful for that. Ryan Hill, another acquaintance friend of mine, I know more through social media, but I have met him in person. He is the owner and proprietor of Don Carlos Taco Shop in La Jolla, California, and it is a mecca for local comedians that travel through the Comedy Store in La Jolla. I met him through Steve Simone. I was dialoguing with him online this week, and he could sense I was going through a tough night, that specific night when we were talking. The next morning, he started a Facebook page I'll also have a link to, and a hashtag gratitude list, that he is encouraging ones, I've taken part in it, to just wake up every morning instead of throwing up a political post or a gripe or a complaint on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. Start your day with hashtag gratitude list and put up something you are thankful for. So I did that this week. And yesterday I was able to, like I said, work in my garden in the beautiful Arizona sunshine in Yavapai County. And we planted a garden, and we tilled some earth and spread around some horse poop and some fertilizer. And we spent the day and the afternoon, from morning till late afternoon, early evening, planning some things to make our life, our family life, just a little bit better and a little bit sweeter, and a family activity we were able to partake in. And this morning I spent a few hours with a very dear friend of ours, myself, my son, my wife, and this good close friend of ours, and we spent time together just as friends, talking and laughing and swapping some stories. So I am thankful for, I have gratitude for my friends and family. Again, not everybody has that. So please take a moment and be thankful for something. So we're going to drop in some music here, some tunes, and we are going to talk with some folks, maybe get Leslie Earl Lyman on the mic and maybe Sky Conwell, and take a minute and think of something you are grateful for. Hashtag gratitude list. And it's a lot better than concentrating on the bad. Give me a test on there.
Test.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Test. Check one, check two.
No, so what we did is It's bigger than this patio area here.
What?
Our section that we got.
Yeah, yeah, I saw. Yeah.
And we weeded out about half of it. Figured we're going to start with a little bit because it's kind of late in mm-hmm. the year. And then kind of prep the rest for next year. So, but it was we've been working on it. Well, you saw the pictures from a couple weeks back. But yesterday we had a bunch of compost dropped off from a guy local here in town. He's got a company.
Yeah, I saw the pictures, man.
Wilby's, where Wilby goes, things grow. It's he stocks up, or he stocked up years ago.
Yeah,
his whole land out here in Chino is filled with all the horse crap from Yavapai Downs.
Horse manure. Horse manure.
So he's been working over. So he's just got these couple of acres of this compost that he sells. So we had 3 cubic yards dropped off, and then he juiced it a little bit. It was pretty good size, so it took care of a good chunk. And he dropped it. We'd been working he got there like at 9, and we had been out there since a little after 5.
Yeah.
And so he drops it. The pile's there, and then. I start spreading it around because we're going to try and work it in a little bit with a little rototiller. So we start spreading it, and I get maybe 3-4 wheelbarrows of it done, not even making a dent.
Yeah.
And our neighbor John comes walking over. He goes, "What are you doing? It's steaming hot out here." He goes, "Hold on." He goes and gets his tractor.
Dude, I told you. The guy's got a tractor. He's dying to use his tractor.
So that's what he did.
You know.
He brought it over. He spent about an hour working.
Yeah, yeah. And then he went home. He's like, "I totally rode my tractor."
Yeah, he was loving it. Yeah, we were having fun. So so my wife planted some stuff, some corn and some melon and some spinach last night. And we're just going to work it little by little.
Well, like spinach and lettuce, that you should get stuff quick.
Oh,
Still it's a little late and a little hot, but you'll get stuff. But you know what'll do good is have her see if she can find some peppers that are already potted
some
or something.
We're gonna do that with some tomatoes too.
Well, because tomatoes will be fine, but peppers like this. I think this is going to be the summer for hot peppers, man.
So that I started this thing kind of solo while you and Sky were talking. Yeah. Did a little bit of the background of why we're here. Introduced what we're going to be talking with Eric about, just his trials and tribulations. But when we talked last night, like I said,
you gave me homework, man.
Gave me homework.
My God.
We wanted to start. We're piggybacking on my buddy Steve Simone's Good Times podcast, where he ends every episode with what he calls the gratitude list.
Yeah.
So there's, like I had alluded to in the intro, there's been, in our little town, a very bad week. But let's look at how we can not forget about, but not dwell on the negativity. Let's look at some things that we can be grateful for. So your homework was to find something you can be grateful for. And I was a little worried for the hashtag gratitude list that Ryan Hill set up, owner of Don Carlos Taco Shop in La Jolla, California. But hashtag gratitude list from a serial killer could be anything.
Wait a minute. You told me you were changing that. You told me you were changing that. The last time we talked, you were going to call me the Grouch.
But
you need to need to make up your mind, what I am here.
Leslie Earl Lyman, serial killer, just rolls off the tongue. No, alleged. No, it's not even alleged. It's just it's all, not quite a serial killer. He is
Matt.
Not.
I just ladies and gentlemen, I just want to point out that Matt Santos is my friend. Okay, he is my friend.
If you're not familiar with why I say that, a year and a half ago when I first sat down to interview with Les, I butchered his name.
Oh my!
Six
that
ways
was
to
like
Sunday.
Like that was a seminal moment in Matt's life. his eyes stayed wide open. He was just like, "Really? Really? Wow!"
I could not get your name correct, and the three names which are always attributed to Sirif. I called you, well, not even that, even Darth Vader. I called you Leslie Earl Jones,
dude. Have at it. Ladies and gentlemen, Stuart Rhodes is going to play my 12-string guitar.
Goodness.
It's going to happen. I got to go help Stuart set
go.
Up. Yeah, give me a second.
Hey, we're back live.
Okay, so where were we? Like, we were talking about my homework.
I was eating. We were talking about
my homework, and then you had to explain to everybody why that I have this middle name that you've given me, or this nickname
you've
given me.
Well, I was just worried that your gratitude list was going to consist of duct tape and blindfolds and a shovel and a big sack of lye.
Well, you know, I'm not saying that it's not on there, okay? But I told my wife what you had gone and done, and she's like, "Does he realize who he's asking that question to?" You know, to be honest with you, you know, like there's a, you know, like I really do have like a rep as being sort of like the, like, you know, Captain Buzzkill, you know, because, well, I really, you know, that's just like the world is not all bliss, but it's not all bad either, you know. And the big thing is that, you know, I sat down and thought about it, and, you know, and I started looking sort of the big picture of, like, you know, my life and stuff. And what I'm really grateful for is the amount of good luck I've had. And I, like, it comes in a lot of different flavors and a lot of different, like, faces and a lot of...
Explain what you think luck is.
Well, I think that, like, I've had the good luck to meet and hang out with great people like Matt Santos, Sky Conwell, Garrick Rawlings, Ted Leonard, you know. I met like a lot of very famous people, you know. Like, I actually got to, like, play music with some of them offhand, you know. I've had good luck to be in the right place at the right time. I've had good luck to be, you know, like, to be born in the time I was born, and, like, to be, you know, I, like, have the love of this patient saint of a woman that I am married to, and I have had the good luck to, like, you know, to raise up three very wonderful girls.
Yeah, you're all daughters, right?
Yeah. For my sins, it's
I do
our,
not envy you,
for
man.
For my sins. Well, dude, no, dude, like, like, dude, it's all, you know, it, like, I think it, you know, it's not any worse than all boys. It's just,
that's purely from a selfish point of view, because when Anthony was born, people were asking, you know, what are you hoping for, boy or girl? And honestly, because of the
10 fingers and 10 toes,
the situation we were in, it was already an at-risk pregnancy because of our age, my wife's age and my age. And then she had some complications early on that were pretty serious. She had to go through surgery second trimester.
And that was just like trying to get it so she could be married to Matt, you know.
But people were asking, what are you hoping for? And the truthful answer was, just healthy baby. But deep down inside, no, I wanted a boy. And purely for this, I don't understand females. I never have. As a kid, I didn't. I was surrounded. I had two sisters, my mom, a lot of aunts and cousins and all that.
Well,
don't understand them. Can't comprehend them. I still can't to this day. So at least now I have a slight inkling of what's going through my son's head. If I had a daughter, I might as well just move into the garage permanently.
Well, you know, the thing is that's what your wife is for, the girl stuff, you know. But that doesn't mean you don't have anything to teach the person from your side of things, you know. I mean, but, you know,
the bulk of that was going to be, when you're a teenager, stay away from guys like me.
Actually, like, you know, I mean, like, that, you know, like, I think that, like, but once again, you know, like, back in, like, that is what I'm most grateful. I've been incredibly lucky, you know, like, I've been incredibly lucky, and I'm hugely grateful for that, and I try to do things like we're doing today, or, like, be involved in anything I can do where, like, you sort of... where you can sort of give back into that, man, because I know, I swear to you, one day, my biggest fear is I'm going to wake up one day And it's all gonna be a dream. It's all gonna been like this thing, you know, like this idealized dream of what it might what I wanted it to be, and I'm gonna wake up like in some opium den in Singapore or somewhere, you know.
I really think that
I wake up in the morning, I have breakfast. No one's shooting at me. You know, I'm not like I have enough money to feed myself and like help other people. My wife's health is as good as it can be given her condition. You know, and I mean, you know, it's like I'm incredibly lucky, and I'm so grateful that on sort of a meta kind of thing, you know, like a big picture thing. You know, I tend to be very sort of like see the world in shades of gray on, you know, on a lower level than that, you know, when I look at the world. But generally speaking, you know, like I'm incredibly fortunate. I mean, just to be sitting here today in Arizona, getting a suntan, you know, listening to like, you know, Robin Trichini like sing jazz,
and Stuart Rhodes,
and eating some darn good barbecue. Really, I mean, you know, like Darren Mahoney lives like 5 minutes from here, and he actually came out to check it out like last night, and he was just like, this is the best barbecue I've ever had in my life.
let's add that to the gratitude list.
Eric Vanier.
He fought hard to get this place reopened after establishing it as like, you know, no slight to the other restaurants we record at and hang out and that I patronize here in the area, but you know, he's got the best barbecue restaurant around.
As far as we're concerned, I'm more than willing to take a Pepsi challenge. Okay, more than willing to take a Pepsi challenge.
Bring some slabs of ribs over. We'll be happy to try. But again, add to that gratitude list, Eric, because what he did today, he's normally not open on Saturdays. He's a Tuesday through Friday because he normally, before the fire. Because he has a thriving catering business that he handles on the weekends for weddings and all that good stuff. So if you're interested, Big Daddy's Barbecue, 380 West Butterfield Road, Chino Valley, Arizona, 928-515-2344 or BigDaddyEsBBQ.com for your catering needs. But what he did today.
Dude, you left out like the most important part. Friday is prime rib day. Okay, get here early because they only make so much. Get here early, like, and like, you know, I mean, it's like as soon as you can to get this stuff because it goes. I mean, goes so fast. Like, I'm gonna play here every Friday, like every last Friday of the month, like for the rest of the summer. And like I did it last year, and I swear to you, it was like, you know, I would have done it for the prime rib that I got.
But it's like, like I said, normally Tuesday through Friday, but he opened up today on Saturday as a thank you.
Hey man, take care of y'all.
As a thank you to the community. Yeah. And what he's done is, as we mentioned, he's got a jar set out for a fundraiser for Christian Pearson. Yeah. But the food, he's just thrown out appetizers, sliders. Yeah. Chicken kebabs. And he's not charging a dime for this. This is his way to reintroduce himself to the community. And having said that, a community who's been waiting for him to open again.
Dude, there is a trail of saliva from the highway all the way back here. You know, it's just like, people are, you know.
So we'll add Eric's name, Eric Vanier, to that gratitude list for throwing out this. Yeah. Free food today,
and I'm lucky enough to know that guy. And like, I mean, he's a super nice guy. I mean, that's what I'm saying. I think that, you know, on the small little everyday things, you know, but it's that stuff. People and like, you know, how good your life is, man. Because like we could like, you know,
and that's why I asked you what your definition of what your take on luck is. Because you know, I've heard especially some of my family members in that where they have an idea of luck that is the true luck. Things happen out of the blue and you're either bad luck or good luck.
Gambling luck.
Yeah, exactly. I don't subscribe to that. And I even hesitate to use the word luck because – but what how you described it is exactly how I feel. So because I don't think – I think it's all in how you as a human, how we all react to certain incidents, events, associations, okay. and that kind of determines whether it's going to be good or bad. Yeah. You mentioned several things. The people you meet, the famous and not so famous that you've come in contact yeah. through your work and through your art. And there's other people who would, no matter how good things happen, because of their outlook and their disposition, no matter how good it is, they always look at the negative and go, well, you know, well, dude, yeah, not, I met so-and-so,
dude, I'm
but
not
they
saying,
didn't invite me in.
I'm not saying that, like, you know, that I am not Captain Buzzkill, because I am, but because I am, you know, but it's just sort of like, I mean, that there's a thing, I think a lot of it has to do with, like, you know, like, you know, there's a point where you realize that, like, you know, like that optimism only gets you so far.
Yeah.
You know, and so you have to be, you know, like, you know, you have to, like, look at a worst case scenario when you look at any kind of situation and go, like, is this worth doing? For instance, like, you know, that thing when you're a kid, when you first, like, decide to see how fast your car can go, right? You know, and then you decide to do it, like, you don't think about the things that can go wrong with this hoopty that you're driving.
Yeah.
All you know is you're doing, like, well, look at the like, it's pegged, or, you know, it's like the you know, the speedo's pegged, but you don't think about, like, well, like, what if this bald tire goes and I'm in a suburban neighborhood, right? Or somebody's dog runs out, or a person,
yeah,
like, you know,
kid on a tricycle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and like, and people are just like, dude, you know, you have no chill, and it's like, no, I just realize that, like, I don't want to be accountable for, yeah, like, you know, something that's avoidable. You know, like, I'll take chances, but only if they're necessary.
And
you
be
know?
Prepared.
Yeah.
But what I was getting at, you know, your disposition can dictate, or a human's disposition can dictate, whether this is going to be a good situation or a bad, regardless of how it looks on the outside. Somebody gave me a little illustration on this recently, and it kind of stuck in my head. It's like your tea kettle.
Yeah.
So some people look at it and go, you know, that it's something bad's going, the heat's on, the pressure's building. He says, you know what, if you're a tea kettle, when the heat's on, when the pressure's building, you're still singing. And that's what you do.
Well,
if
see.
You it's kind of like, you know, the old, you know, like right here on the shelf.
Yeah, but like when that becomes like a behavior you're seeking, because see, the thing that
there's
the thing
some people,
is.
Yeah, that no, thrive
the thing,
off
no,
of
No, the
that.
Thing is, man, is that like you know, pretty much basically that people get to where they like that roller coaster, I'm out of control, they like that serotonin dope. And that's why like the casino business and like across the world works so well, because people like that. So there's this whole thing where, like, there's this whole thing where, like, when things are bad, like, I think it has a lot less to do with, like, whether or not you're happy or, like, ticked off about it. How determined are you to overcome that? And that's what makes people survive. So, you know, because you're like, you know, I mean, like, dude, any kind of art form whatsoever, comedy, music, anything, dude, you get knocked down all the time.
Yeah.
You know, you get knocked down all the time. And comics in particular are like, you know, they're usually, you know, there's usually that funny comes, like, from them dealing with something. Doug Stanhope, for instance. I'd like to have a look inside that guy's brain.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, just to look around and go, and like, go, see, you guys thought I was bad. Look at this. You know? But, like, the thing is that, like, dude, like, he just, you know, got back up and kept at it, you know, so persistence, man, you know, and like persistence is cool. But like, you know, like this thing, the recent unpleasantness, you know what, man, we're processing it as a community.
Yeah.
And it's not just Chino. It's not just Chino. It's a Quad Cities area. It's like, we're still not that big. You know, and we're still not that big. And this is terrible, and people are processing it, and they're going to make it better. They're going to do what they can to make it better, and they're going to move on. And, like, we'll know next time. You know, we'll know next time to do better about it. But, like, for now, man, you know, dude, like, for now, you know, that's like, you know, that's that kind of gambling bad luck.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, but, you know, dude, well, I've just been handed a yummy Shiner Bock. from a person that I'm pretty sure I know who he is, but if I don't know him, he has just become my best friend.
All right, let's listen to some music, and thanks, Les. Appreciate you sitting
down. No, dude, it's all good, man. Like, thanks for coming out and sitting in the sun with us.
I'm in the shade. I'm a wimp.
Kind of sitting close to
you
each other.
You want to sit on my lap, Sky?
It's only a little bit of shade.
Okay, we were... We were the gist of what we're doing today is being thankful for stuff, and we are using hashtag gratitude list on social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, and we're piggybacking on that today. And I'm going to start it off by thankful that this stool is as big as it is, because we're sharing it, and if it was any smaller, you would be sitting on my lap, and I don't have enough singles to start paying off the Sky Daddy lap dance. So what have you been up to, Sky?
What have I been up to?
You've got some pretty regular gigs back in the queue, in the mix. Where are folks watching you? Where are folks seeing you play these days?
Well, the regular gigs, Psychics and Far From Folsom.
Psychics in Prescott Valley.
Yeah.
Right there on the highway.
Every Tuesday, I do a solo gig from 5 to 8 at Psychics in Prescott Valley. Every Wednesday, I host an open mic, same location, Psychics, from 6 to 9. And then and Les says that's an awesome open mic. Thank you, Les, for the props.
So what's a closed mic?
Les has great ears, doesn't he?
Well, we'll be seeing that, Eric, the closed mic, the opposite of an open mic. Yeah, every Friday afternoon when you take the stage here at, what are you calling it? Big Daddy E's Big Daddy E's patio is going to be called what? Backstage Chino?
Yep.
All right. Go ahead. Sky's upset. He's going, nobody interrupted Les when he was talking. Why is it whenever Sky gets on the mic, people feel the need just to jump on in?
I just didn't know where we were going. Do you want to talk about that, or do you want to talk about this?
Now, Sky, you're asking where we wanted to go in the conversation. You've been on the show enough to know there is no structure whatsoever.
None.
Because with structure comes an audience, and since we have
come on. People love you, Matt. You know that.
All right, go ahead. So you're Psychics
every Tuesday, 5 to 8, and then I host the open mic at Psychics every Wednesday from 6 to 9. And then every Thursday, there's music at Far From Folsom. My good friend Chris Berry still does the blues jam there. The first Thursday of every month is still the blues jam by Chris Berry. But they let me... do stuff every other Thursday. So I have the second Thursday, the third Thursday, the fourth Thursday.
What do you call that?
Well, the third Thursday of every month, it gets kind of complicated. The third Thursday of every month is the Outlaw Country Music Jam Session.
Yeah.
And then that's when I invite all these people from all over, and they all kind of get up on the stage, and we share the stage. It's a wonderful, magical thing. All these great players from all over.
It's a blast, man.
It really is
fun.
Yeah.
What we'll do is I'll make sure I'll link your Facebook page.
Okay.
Because you're very faithful about plugging your week's activities every week to get up there.
That's true. That's what I do.
So to keep track, it can be, oh, my goodness.
Look who's here.
It is Paul T. Morris. I was going to say in the house, but he's in the patio under the overhang. So you've gotten you've had some rotating regular gigs for a while at different places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you've been running these same dates for quite a while.
The Psychics one for about a couple months now, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
nice.
Now the Far From Folsom is just now letting me take those other Thursdays.
Cool.
Until I just do my solo gig.
And then with the reopening of Big Daddy E's.
It's exciting,
and
yeah.
Their Friday music series out here in the patio.
Right.
Do you have a set time date that you're going to be here, or is it still in the mix?
It's in the mix. It's about once a month, but it's not always consistent.
Gotcha.
So you can just check the website, or you can call Big Daddy's. Big Daddy E's will have a big poster in their restaurant. It'll tell you who's playing.
And of course, we try and put those up on the Mile High Show Facebook page and stuff. We try and share that as much as possible.
Yeah.
So cool. Yeah. All right. So let's get into the theme things
list?
Here. What do you got that you can be, other than the regular gigs and being able to being able to do your art in front of people on a regular basis?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm grateful that you're doing a show like this, because this is way cool to give people an opportunity to think about some of the positive, some of the really great things in life. And that's just wonderful. Thank you, Matt, for even doing that. I'm grateful for that to begin with.
Well, beats sitting on my couch crying.
And you're right. Probably the most important thing I'm grateful for is the ability to play music and make my living playing music. Been married to Rhonda now for about a year. We're celebrating our 1-year anniversary.
That's right.
God bless her.
What date?
June the 26th.
June 26th. Yeah, happy anniversary to Sky and Rhonda.
Yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, so you're talking about what I'm grateful for. Rhonda's just been, she's been such a blessing in my life. And she just,
well, she puts up with you, so.
Well, that,
you know, that's long
that.
Suffering right there.
Yes.
I think the only one next to that is my wife.
Well, she she really understands. She doesn't only put up with me, but she really understands me. She lets me be me.
Well, congrats, she, yeah. man. You guys still doing singing projects together? Is she still getting on mic with you on occasion?
She does. Every single time I have a show and she's there, she comes
nice.
Up to the mic. Yeah. She plays with June Carter Cash, of course, every time that we play with the 99 Years, my Johnny Cash tribute band, and then she comes up and she dresses up just like the rest of the band, and she plays the part
no,
just
she
like
doesn't.
The rest.
She looks a lot better than the rest of you guys. Trust
this
me.
Is true.
You guys
You're right.
got a it's a high bar she set.
She is beautiful, isn't she? So yeah, she plays you know, June Carter, and we do quite a few songs together. We're learning more and more.
Run through your where folks can see you. Skydaddy.net.
That's right.
And
99yearsband.com.
Good deal.
Those are the, well, skydaddy.net's got everything, like all my solo gigs, when I'm playing with Arizona Territory, when I'm playing with Lonesome Valley or Pop Rocks or
so that's like the hub for everything Sky
that's
Daddy.
That's the hub. That's right. Nice, that's where you want to go. But if you're just interested in the 99 Years Band or just the Johnny Cash tribute, you're curious about that and want to see some audio or video or something about that, then go to 99yearsband.com. You help me set that up.
So how's that going? You got any gigs on there coming up?
Yep, tomorrow.
Today, because this is coming out tomorrow morning, tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, today is Sunday.
Today, well, time traveler Marty McFly.
if we're talking, if this is being aired on Sunday, then yes, today I'll be at the 10-12 Lounge from a
Clarkdale,
5 to 9. Yeah, Clarkdale.
How's that place? I haven't been out there.
You know, I like it a lot. The sound, the acoustics are really nice. The bartenders are the coolest in the world.
Nice.
Yeah, and if the food isn't bad and. It's a good vibe, really good people there too. You know, they like to dance.
All right, perfect setup for you guys.
That's right.
You get people moving, even guys that can't dance. if you see me in the audience when Sky and any of his incarnations are playing, look under the table. My toes are tapping. But that's as much
that's
dancing as I get.
Yeah, it's fun watching white people dance.
Yeah,
it is. It's a lot of fun.
Let's talk a little bit about that. The 10-12, Far From Folsom. Sidekicks.
Sidekicks,
and of course, Big Daddy's where we're at right now.
Yeah. I'm grateful for Big Daddy's.
Well, add that to the great gratitude list. The venues in our immediate area, when I say immediate, Yavapai County, Prescott Valley, Chino, Clarkdale, there's some spots in Jerome. The live music scene in here, we've had a lot of the participants in there, yourself included, obviously, Scott, Les, and others. How important is that to you? How thankful are you as a musician, as an artist, to live in an area where live music, 7 nights a week, somewhere?
You're preaching to the choir. That's one of the things I am grateful for, living in Prescott. There's so many good things about living in Prescott. But as a musician, as a music fan, that's the thing I appreciate the most. I can't believe the amount of amazing musicians in such a small, you know, per square mile.
Yeah.
And I hear of new ones all the time. It's like this new band I went to see, Scandalous Hands. Have you heard of them yet?
No.
Oh my gosh, they're so good! And they came out of nowhere. It's like, where do you guys come from?
Who's in there? Who's that?
I don't know. They're all younger guys. It's, you know, college age kind of.
Here in Prescott.
Here in Prescott.
You know
yeah.
what? I think isn't that part of the rhythm section for Wes Williams? Aren't they Messenger and a couple of those guys?
You
I
might
think
be right.
Possibly.
Let's look that one up. Let's Google that one. Fact check that one. Well, but all I'm saying though, Matt, is that it's like. I don't know where they came from, and they just keep coming. It's like all of a sudden, it's like somebody just shows up, and it's like he's amazing. I saw this guy called Harry O. He's an entertainer, I guess. He's a singer, a songwriter, kind of what I do. He's a one-man band. He's playing at the Haciampa, and he's playing at the Windsock.
Oh, cool.
It's just amazing.
Windsock.
How much,
forgot all about the Windsock.
Yeah, that's a good place, too. But there's just so many of them, and they keep coming up, and they don't go anywhere, and they stick around, and it's like living in Nashville, Tennessee, or Austin, Texas, where you just have amazing talent everywhere you go.
Well, and you mentioned, you know, per square mile, cut that even, and look, and I'm just kind of glancing over your shoulder here. We're in about a 30 by 50 foot patio here, and who do we got? We got Les on stage right now, Leslie Earl Lyman. I'm sitting here talking to Sky Conwell.
Stuart and Robin just came off the stage. Yeah. Paul Morris is running around with his camera phone. He's about to go up and play a little music right here in this little patio.
Yep.
You've got
Greg Meisel.
Greg. Yeah, that's right. He was up.
I think the Dirty White Hat might come by a little bit later. Yeah, there's just what I mean. Like square miles. What I mean is the number of musicians is about the same as what you'd see at Metropolitan Phoenix.
No, I understand that.
Prescott's a small town.
Right here.
Yeah, even in this little spot right now.
It's amazing what's happening all here. In this patio
now. And you know, it's cool that we all can gather together. Yeah. It's not about competition. It's not about you know, hey, what are you doing here? This is my gig. You know, we're not like that at all. And that's another cool thing that I'm grateful for living in Prescott, Arizona. The musicians. Not only is there tons of musicians, but we're all cool to each other.
Yeah.
And we support each other.
The support there. Mm-hmm. And then just like you said, the location, the as close as we are to Phoenix, you know, it's not around the corner. It's an hour and a half, 2 hours down the highway. But then there are the bigger venues where some of our local guys have played in the past and have gigs coming up. But you can also see the world-class big headlining musicians come through.
Sure, and play Tim's Toyota Center?
Yeah, well, you know, down into Phoenix, Talking Stick and the Glendale Arena.
Right.
And there's just, we're right down the road from that.
Yeah,
so
that's true.
But then again, we can sneak up the hill and get away from the heat and the traffic at
the same
time.
Rhonda and I went to go see Bill Engvall a couple weeks ago. Yeah, he was funny. Yeah, makes me laugh.
Where was he?
Talking Stick.
Yeah. I got a chance to photograph him when he was at the Prescott Valley Event Center when it was Tim's Toyota Center.
Yeah, yeah, right.
About 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
Funny
guy. I remember when he came in. Yeah, he's
funny guy.
He doesn't try to offend anybody. He doesn't try to be outrageous and do stupid stuff to make us laugh. He's just a storyteller.
Great storyteller. Yeah.
And he finds humor in everything. You know, driving home, I'm thinking of what he's like. Those experiences could have happened to anybody. But we don't really see the humor. He sees the humor. He shares it with us. I love that about him.
Well, nice. What else you got going on?
What else I got going on? You can probably edit out like all that.
No,
silence,
leave everything right where it is.
that little 10 seconds
Sky
of silence.
SkyDaddy.net.
You stumped Sky.
That's what you got going on. SkyDaddy.net and find out all your gigs coming up.
I'm so busy, Matt. I don't even remember. But I'm taking Rhonda to Las Vegas. Next week.
Oh, nice.
So I'm very grateful for that. That we could do
strictly
that.
Vacation, or
it's
you
vacation.
Get,
yeah, it's
anniversary.
Vacation. Anniversary, yeah. We're going to see Reba McEntire.
You're not going to pull a gig while you're
up
there?
Well, you know me. I'm always thinking. I'm always trying. I'm an opportunist. I'll bring my guitar. See, you know. But mostly it's just to celebrate our anniversary. We're going to see Reba
very
McEntire.
Nice.
And,
very nice. Make sure that's still recording.
And the Brooks, not Garth Brooks, the Brooks Brothers. Brooks and Dunn.
Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks, Guy, for sitting down. You're going to probably be up there in a little bit playing some more music. And remember, use that link if you can. That's right there in the show notes on milehighshow.com for a link to the GoFundMe page for Christian Pearson. And if you are unable or not going to do that, CasaForChildren.org. Find a local chapter where you can put a buck or two in. And it goes directly to help a child who is endangered or at risk or just going through some major life issues. And then be thankful that you and your family aren't wrestling with those same things. So Christian Pearson's GoFundMe page or CasaForChildren.org. Drop a buck or two in. And thank you, Sky, for sitting down.
Thank you, Matt.
And chatting in the sun and sharing this stool and not charging me for a lab dance.
Thank you for doing a show on positive things and grateful things we're happy for.
I'll keep it clean.
So we want to keep it upbeat, too. We've had a lot of, that's how the intro went today. We've had some ugliness in our little town as of recently, and I've been dealing with some of that through my secular job, so today we were just cleansing, and we're going to try and stay positive, and which kind of goes against what I was going to ask you. You've been closed for 7 months, so I know you've had a lot of hurdles to jump over to get you open. And let's recap a little bit about what happened. Was
so
it September or October?
October 29th, we had an electrical fire, which was pretty minor in all respects, at least I thought minor. And unfortunately, I told our restaurant customers it'll be four more weeks. And it ended up being 7 months.
Well, we'll take it in stages. like I said, looking for things to be grateful for and thankful for. One of the things is that nobody was hurt. Yep. This was a fire that, you know, when you hear kitchen fires and electrical fires and small business fires and stuff, sometimes they can be tragic. And here, was it during business hours? Was it off hours?
It happened Friday about 6 o'clock, in which we're open until 7. And what we did then, it was just kind of a lights went out, and we really didn't know what was going on. And the next day they came in, the building was full of smoke, and we just pretty much had a smoldering fire up in the attic, which was due to old electrical wiring and new equipment and stuff like that.
So let's start that gratitude list by saying nobody was hurt.
Yep, nobody was hurt, fortunately. The building didn't burn down, and I kind of think it was God's way of saying Eric needed like 7 months to go have fun.
So let's talk about what you – obviously you had things to do here to get yourself back up and running, some trials and tribulations there. But I also know – that you got a chance to enjoy yourself a little bit in that hiatus.
Yep.
Talk to me about your home away from home down south.
Well, me and Kaylee's favorite place, obviously, in the whole world is Roatan, Honduras. And so we got to spend several weeks down there
now you
fishing
got
and diving and just kind of having fun.
You got a buddy of yours that has a restaurant club down there, isn't it?
Yeah, we have. When we go down there, everybody needs to stop by the Blue Marlin. And trying to think of the other. What's the name of the lodge we stay at down there? Not the lodge. Lost Paradise Inn. And we go diving with sea divers. So if anybody gets a chance to go down there, and you should take a break in your life and go down to Honduras, Roatan, and have some fun.
Now, some of us aren't allowed to travel out of country for various things.
Then you can go hit the local water.
No, you come
you
to
take your scuba gear.
You come to Chino backstage, Chino. We're speaking of people that aren't allowed to leave the country. Paul T. Morris on stage. Okay, so you get some fun in the sun down there doing some diving. What you got new art on your arms?
Always.
What do you got? Show me what you got.
We've got since the last time yellowfin. We also have oysters, and we also have in case people don't know where meat comes from, we have the 13 primal cuts.
Here, let me get a shot of your arm. Oh, did I hear right, Eric? You're going to have a new attitude?
Yeah, forget that.
I haven't. Man, I'm happy about that. Eric's getting a new attitude because that old one's getting a little tired. Yeah,
a little dusty.
Did you get any of your wintertime activities? I know you're a skier.
Oh, yeah, I got to ski a lot, which is very near and dear to my heart. It's next to cooking and restaurants. That's just a joke. Skiing is my most favorite thing in the world, and I probably spent 30 or 40 days skiing.
Oh, nice. Now, you're back open. You opened up Wednesday, right?
Yep.
What was Wednesday like, getting back in the swing of things?
Well, it was a rough day, long day. We're blessed to have all of our customers come back. It actually was a record number day. We've had record number days Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And we're still trying to really get used to getting back in the swing of things, get employees trained. Unfortunately, we don't have landlines right now, so if you come in, you can eat. If you call, you'll just hear my sarcasm.
So what do you got staff-wise? Were you able to retain the folks you had?
We kept a few employees, which got paid during the whole thing. It was an average of what they had worked in the last year. So that was really good. And Farm Bureau Insurance, I'll throw them a prop.
So gratitude list again, yeah. Business insurance.
Yep. And fortunately and unfortunately, we had a truck stolen a couple of years ago, or about a year ago, which was our main catering truck, which is a box truck with a kitchen in the back. And when we did that, we changed our insurance and upgraded our insurance. And, you know, thankful we did that because that's when we got the loss of income insurance.
So you got your good core of staff, and then I notice you've got listed on your business cards the new manager that's holding this place together. I know she's on your gratitude list, too. Yeah. Huh?
Well, Kaylee and me have been together for a little over a year, and through all this stuff, she has been the backbone of me. I mean, from saving me from having a heart attack, pulling me out of depression, to every day keeping me to keep faithful. And, you know, she never doubted this would ever, you know, she knew it would come back. And in all my doubts and all my, you know, whatever you want to call them, she made sure that I stayed positive. So bless her for what she does.
So what do you got planned for? You're going to continue your Friday nights?
We're going to have Friday nights. We're going to do music. One of the things I really dreamed of when I opened this restaurant was to have music on Friday nights. Just love live music, and we're going to open on Friday nights. We're still going to be open Tuesday through Thursday for lunch, and we're open till 5, so early dinner. Our new menu does feature a family pack, which feeds 4 people, so that kind of helps out.
You know,
or two of us, or one of us. Maybe half of us.
I'm a firm believer. I was telling somebody the other day, I had one piece of pizza. I limit myself to one piece of pizza. It comes in a big box and it's round. So I figure if I tell them when I order it, don't cut it, it counts as one piece. So I'm trying to take care of myself, you know. So
when we have that, and just, you know, we just want people to come out and enjoy themselves on the patio. Thanks to Les, I was going to help him do the sail shades, but my help was sitting in the air conditioned room while he worked
outside.
You know
what? He needs a little work now and then. The guy sits on his couch all day, I think, is all he does. Yeah. But no, it's great out here. The covering out here on the patio is really nice because it did get a little warm last year. I remember a couple of them Fridays.
It got real warm.
I was out here. It was nice. It's still nice. You know, we had some good food, had some good drinks, some good music. These coverings, this canopy out here is going to go a long way to getting more people out here to hear that music and eat that food, and also give them a chance to stick around for a little bit. So add to that gratitude list the good folks at Chino Valley who are, look at this. I tell you, you were sorely missed when you were closed, and now that you're back open, it's nice that we got a place to come back.
And we also have, you know, I want people to realize they can come here. They don't necessarily have to eat on Friday nights or whatever. They just want to come by and listen to music. We have BYOB, which you can bring a bottle of wine, a six-pack of beer, and just come here and enjoy. We just want people in the Chino community to know they have a place to come listen to some really, really good music.
Good deal. Now, I know you joke around with these guys about it, about your guitar. I know you were taking some lessons and stuff. You ever going to get up there and play?
Someday.
Yeah?
Les says if he gets enough beer in me, that he will get me up there to play. I'm actually, like, I know 2.5 chords, and neither of the chords are the same.
So what's the right amount of beer? Then you're gonna have to go on stage before what, noon?
Well, I don't think it might even not only be beer; it might almost have to get to the whiskey stage. So
what? Pull out your crystal ball. You're gonna play soon. What are you gonna play?
Do a little rock? Actually,
what?
Les wrote a song that he thought I could handle, and I still can't handle it. But I just, for 50 years, I've wanted to really learn the guitar, and I've loved live music, and this is why I did this. And Les has been kind enough to help me out with a guitar. And I'll tell you what, though, those guitar guys get a hold of you, it's a very expensive experience. Because you will buy every guitar within 300 miles. It's kind of like golf. You think a new guitar will make you play better? Wrong.
Well, they talk about the things that are gonna drain you the quickest. What's that old joke? You want to be a millionaire in the restaurant business? First thing is start with $2 million and open a restaurant. The other thing is guitars.
Yep.
What's the third thing?
Golf or skiing?
Motorcycles.
Uh-oh,
now what?
I'm broke.
What do you got? Tell me what you got.
I got a Dynaglide Harley. Again, I've wanted one my whole life, and I've been looking, and I found the perfect one. And me and Kaylee love going out and driving around. The seat's a little hot for her, and my back's a little bad for me. So after 3 miles, we're good.
No, all that means is you got a lot more shorter trips.
Yeah.
Is what it is. Hey, tell me a little bit about your, because we were talking a little bit off mic, is why I'm bringing it up. Government in general always gets a bad rap, especially in our area. We often hear folks complaining about our local government and the speed of cold molasses that things get done. And I know you had some issues with contractors and insurance and other things. What was your experience like with the town folks out here, the town government?
As far as the town, the engineers in a Chino Valley Fire Department or Yavapai, whatever they call it. I guess they call it Yavapai. Yeah. So, anyways, they have been nothing but stand up, wanting us to get this restaurant back open. I have big shout out to Chino Valley, the town of Chino Valley, the fire department. Everybody's just been on our side, no matter how the contractors, you know, kind of threw them under the bus. I'd go down to the town and they were nothing but coming down here on their own time, call them up immediately here. Big shout out for our fire inspection. We went through a couple things. The contractor never came up to help us. And the town of Chino and the fire department just were here that day. I mean, they've just been, I hate to see them get the bad rap because seriously, they've been nothing but on my side.
Well, and it shows that you were missed as well, because about a half hour ago, Dan Trout with our public works department backed his truck up, and I think he about filled up the back of that truck. Now, when you was over there, you didn't yell at my wife at all, did you?
No.
Over at customer service? Because she'd have yelled back, I think. All right, Eric, hey, welcome back. Yep. We are sure glad
Thanks for having us.
And open, and thank you for putting out this spread.
Oh, yeah.
This is excellent, and it's a great treat for the community, not only that you're open, but that you threw out a great spread today. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Who's riding the bike home?
I'm going to put in the
restaurant. Well, that's it. We are going to call it quits on episode 140 of the Mile High Show, recorded live in the patio at Big Daddy E's Barbecue in Chino Valley. Again, Big Daddy E's BBQ.com. Big Daddy E's Barbecue AZ at Yahoo.com for an email. 380 West Butterfield Road, Chino Valley, Arizona, 928-515-2344. The best barbecue you will find in this area. Again, this has been our gratitude show list, thank you, Ryan Hill at Don Carlos Taco Shop in La Jolla, for starting that hashtag gratitude list. A friend of mine who walked me through a rough week, Steve Simone, the Good Times podcast, awesomesteve.com is where you can find it. He ends every podcast with a gratitude list that he and Lee Syatt do together. So thank you, Steve, for bringing some joy into people's lives. And remember, we have had a bad week here in Chino Valley. Please start a gratitude list of your own. Hug your kids, hug your family, appreciate what you have, and let them know it. That's probably the most important. You can appreciate everything you have, but if you don't share that appreciation with your loved ones, it's not as impactful. It doesn't mean as much. And your loved ones won't know that you appreciate them unless you constantly tell them. So give your family, give your kids a hug. If you can, click that GoFundMe link page for Christian Pearson's Memorial Fund. Help his family, his father, take care of what he needs to take care of. And if you are unable to do that, CASAForChildren.org. Find yourself a local office of CASA for Children. That's C-A-S-A for Children.org. They are dedicated to making sure no child falls through the cracks. They will. They go out of their way to help those to learn how to help themselves and become productive members of society, and they protect those that need protecting. CASAForChildren.org. We are here at Big Daddy E's Smoking Barbecue and Catering. Thank you, Eric, Sky, and Les, for sitting down and enjoy your week. Oh, and if you get a chance, jump on MileHighShow.com. Use that Amazon link. Use that Audible link. Use that BarkBox link and help us support the artists that we interview and talk with.